NWP Radio.
You're listening to NWP Radio, a production of the National Writing Project.
NWP.
Welcome, listeners, to NWP Radio. This is another installment of our very exciting interviews with poets from the National Writing Project's Writers Council in celebration of National Poetry Month. Today, we're talking with George Ella Lyon. She's a beloved writer and teacher. She was the Kentucky Poet Laureate for 2015-2016. And in the writing projects, she's often known best as the author of the poem Where I'm From, which we all know is much loved and taught by NWP teachers. George Ella, I wondered if you wanted to get us started by giving us a reading of Where I'm From.
I'd be happy to. Where I'm from, I'm from clothespins, from Clorox and carbon tetrachloride. I am from the dirt under the back porch, black, glistening, it tasted like beets. I am from the forsythia bush, the Dutch elm, whose long gone limbs I remember as if they were my own. I'm from fudge and eyeglasses, from Imogene and Allifare. I'm from the know-it-alls and the pass-it-on, from perk up and pipe down. I'm from He Restoreth My Soul with a cotton ball lamb and 10 verses I can say myself. I'm from Artemis and Billy's Branch, fried corn and strong coffee, from the finger my grandfather lost to the auger, the eye my father shut to keep his sight. Under my bed was a dress box, spilling old pictures, a sift of lost faces to drift beneath my dream. I am from those moments, snapped before I budded, leaf fall from the family tree.
Ah, oh, George Ella. I feel like I have read that poem aloud so many times to groups of students and teachers, but it does not sound the same in my northern voice. It tells in yours. Thank you so much. You know that we are at the Writing Project huge fans of your work, and that this poem has spawned so many opportunities for teachers to talk to each other about where they're from, to open their classrooms for opportunities for young people to talk about where they're from. And I know that I would like to use that as a jumping off place to talk about some current work that you're doing. It seems sure. Like in my experience of you that you are always working with people to find their voice and to use writing to both sort of show their lives, make their lives public, and to make their lives better. But that second part, this sort of writing for social change or writing to make the world better, is a project that I had the honor and opportunity to interview you about last spring. You and Julie Landsman have been working on a project called I Am From, and I was wondering if you could maybe give us an update about that project.
Yes, I'd be happy to. It's evolved as we have evolved and we've learned about the response we've gotten. What we're hoping to do now, continuing our efforts to help people from all places and backgrounds use that form to write about their experiences and share them in local community. We want next October, in the run-up to the elections, the midterms, to hold a national poem in day where people call their legislators and say, I am whoever they are, and I am from, but where you ordinarily say, you know, I'm from Lexington, Kentucky, you say the most cogent lines of your I am from piece. So they are hearing on a deep level the diversity and the power of our voices, our deep voices. So we think this makes it possible to get a wide net of voices heard in a way that trying to get people to come to DC is not likely to do, because you can do this from your home, from your car, from your office. We haven't given up on the possibility of having a presence at the Dodge Poetry Festival that fall, or at a later point having multiple events in DC. But right now we're focusing on this Poem In, which seems like the biggest action we can encourage.
Well, you know, Georgella, that people are going to listen to this radio show and they're going to say, wait a minute, I'm not caught up in that. So how can I get in? So can we just give a quick answer to that question now that people are attuned to hear it?
Yes, just go to iamfromproject.com and you'll find all the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is just I Am From Project.
Excellent. And Georgella, make sure that you, we'll keep this on in our sites, but make sure you remind us once you have details and dates and we're closer out, so we can activate the Writing Project Network to join you on that.
Wonderful. I certainly will.
I think this is a great segue. Also, I think you've sort of, in describing this project, given us an answer to this question, but it seems important to ask you, as a sort of activist poet, an activist in the world, and an activist for poetry in the world, what would you want to say to teachers and to young people about the importance or the role of poetry today?
I would say what one of my heroes, Grace Paley, said at the Kentucky Women Writers Conference in 1992. I put it in my journal and have never forgotten it. She said, every time you speak the truth, you're making justice in the world.
Oh, that is lovely.
And poetry calls us to the deepest expression and the most forceful expression of that truth. And invites our voices. And so I think it's pretty clear what poetry offers in this time, in this moment. And also it brings us together, because you see both what's so distinct about each of us and the universal feeling and concern that bind us together.
That's lovely. Thank you, Georgia. I'm sort of struck. I'm just holding those Grace Paley's words in my heart and trying to hold on to them too. I would love, our listeners would love, if you would want to close our little conversation with a poem, another poem from you.
Okay. This is actually a poem about Grace Paley, and it's from a collection I am submitting these days called Little Girl Who Knows Too Much.
Ooh,
and this is
a very provocative title.
The title is also a quotation from Paley. Let us go forth with fear and courage and rage to save the world. Grace Paley. It can't be done, I know, so don't start. But didn't Grace go to Vietnam and bring prisoners home? Didn't she get arrested at the Pentagon? Spend a month in women's detention for sitting down in front of the tank and holding up a flower? Didn't she march against Nixon? More than 40 years later, it's war without end, amen. But Washington Park was saved from Robert Moses' plans to extend Fifth Avenue through it, and New York lost its bid to ban music from the park. Mm-hmm. Disgraced and broken, Nixon left the White House, and those POWs did come home. Like her socialist parents, imprisoned in Russia, been freed when the Tsar had a son, Grace knew that the world can't be saved, but history can be changed if enough truth is told by people who get in the way. So she stood on a New York City street corner wearing a sign that said, "Money, arms, war, profit, Wall Street." She calls us now to move through our fear, muscle our courage, and give rage a voice.
Oh, Georgella, now I'm crying.
I want a shirt that says "Cries Well with Others."
I think you've told me that before. We definitely should order those shirts. Is that poem going to print soon?
I actually posted it on Facebook at one point when I had to say something. It's been well rejected, I'll say that for it. But wow. It's still, now that it's been on Facebook, I can't really, I can't submit it somewhere else. But it will be in this book. I'll be happy to send it to anybody who wants it.
Well, I would really love it if you sent it to me, and
sure.
Maybe you want to repost it in the NWP Facebook group, because I feel like those of us who know Grace and her work, and those of us who are feeling the need to figure out how to stand up could really use that poem.
Yes, I think when we feel, we feel overwhelmed and we feel that, what in the world difference can I make?
Yes.
She's a great one to study and to follow.
Indeed.
I just love her and her work.
Ah, Georgella, we at the National Writing Project, I speak for a large network. We love you and your work, and we were very glad to have these minutes with you in celebration of that and of National Poetry Month. Thank you.
Well, I'm so grateful for your work and honored to be part of the circle.
Thank you, Georgella.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
NWP. NWP Radio.